From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern oil city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle toward Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in and on the country's second largest city. 6 Iraqi police, 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. U.S. military officials said Friday the Islamic State assault on Kirkuk was intended to force Iraqi and Kurdish leaders to divert their forces and their focus from the ongoing operations to retake Mosul. 11 hours after a cyber attack first hit the United States Friday, the internet traffic company Dyn said the issue had been resolved. The disruptions began in the United States, then spread into parts of Western Europe, causing an internet outage that affected several popular websites, including the social network Twitter. The U.S. government is investigating who is responsible for the cyber attack.
Department of Homeland Security, that is the U.S. government agency that is responsible for monitoring our security in cyberspace and coordinating with the public and private sector to protect U.S. interest in cyberspace, is monitoring this situation, and they'll take a close look at it. But at this point, I don't have any information to share about who may be responsible for that malicious activity.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest. The U.N. Human Rights Council has agreed to launch a comprehensive independent investigation into alleged violations and abuses of international human rights law in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo, after a day-long emergency session called to discuss the deteriorating human rights situation in Aleppo. The 40-member council approved the resolution. Calls on the investigators to identify all those they believe responsible for atrocities committed in eastern Aleppo and to hold them accountable. This is VOA News. South Africa says it's withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. VOA's Anita Powell has our report from Johannesburg.
Justice and Correctional Services Minister Michael Masuta says South Africa can't provide a safe space for leaders to talk peace if they are compelled to comply with all the court's arrest warrants, like the one for Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir, wanted for war crimes and crimes against humanity. Masuta says the nation's cabinet decided this week that its only option was to leave the court and has delivered a notification to the United Nations saying they would leave in 1 year.
In exercising its international relations with foreign countries, particularly with countries in which serious conflicts occur or have occurred, South Africa is hindered by the implementation of the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Faced with disappointing polling numbers and less than 3 weeks to bridge the gap, Donald Trump on Friday nonetheless stayed upbeat as he campaigned in two key battleground states.
Either we win this election or we lose the country. And believe me, this is the last time we are going to have a chance to win. This is it, folks. This is it.
Trump highlighted three recent polls showing him ahead of his rival Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who campaigned Friday in the hotly contested state of Ohio. Both Clinton and Trump are expected to campaign aggressively in the final stretch of the race. The U.S. State Department has released a new batch of emails from Hillary Clinton's private email server, revealing that one document contains classified information. The email contains transcripts of two telephone conversations that a senior U.S. diplomat had with two leaders from the United Arab Emirates. The documents were not marked classified at the time they were sent. Clinton has been hounded by questions regarding her use of private email instead of a government account. The Russian national man, accused by American officials of hacking U.S. targets and arrested early this month in the Czech capital, was indicted by a federal grand jury in the U.S. state of California Friday. The 29-year-old Muscovite was arrested on October 5th by officials in Prague, where he remains in custody, awaiting an extradition hearing. The Russian embassy in Prague is said to be working with Czech authorities to prevent his extradition to the United States. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.